This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Lambda Cloud. They offer GPU instances with pricing that's not only scads better than other cloud providers, but is also accessible and transparent. Also, check this out. They get a lot more granular in terms of what's available. AWS offers NVIDIA A100 GPUs on instances that only come in one size and cost $32 an hour. Lambda offers instances that offer those GPUs as single card instances for $1.10 an hour. That's 73% less per GPU. That doesn't require any long-term commitments or predicting what your usage is going to look like years down the road. So if you need GPUs, check out Lambda. In beta, they're offering 10 terabytes of free storage, and this is key, data ingress and egress are both free. Check them out at lambdalabs.com/cloud. That's lambdalabs.com/cloud.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS, the podcast. Let's get after it. AWS CloudMap updates service level agreement. I consider CloudMap to be a poor service name because my initial reaction to this was, well, now wait a second, viewing where your resources and workloads are shouldn't be in the production critical path to the point where it needs a 4.9s SLA. Joke's on me, it's a service discovery thing. Without it, some workloads simply won't work. Amazon DevOps Guru now allows customers control over the notifications they receive. Why on earth was this not a day one launch requirement? Amazon S3 Object Lambda now supports using your own code to modify the results of S3 head and list API requests. I can think of a bunch of useful ways to implement this, but I'm not sure they're as funny as the terrible concept or pattern of it's now easier than ever before to lie directly to your users' faces about what's really in that S3 bucket. Amazon SageMaker Clarify can now provide near real-time explanations for ML predictions. What the hell are these results? Explain yourself immediately. Fast talking as a service. AWS Lambda functions powered by AWS Graviton 2 now available in 12 additional regions. Now, this is great, but for the life of me, I cannot find a page that lists its regional availability that doesn't require me to manually click between over 20 regions by hand. The 5 most visited Amazon DynamoDB blog posts of 2022. It must be pretty freaking awesome to work on an AWS service team that apparently gets to take the whole of Q4 off. Prevent account takeover at login with the new Account Takeover Insights model in Amazon Fraud Detector. Maybe validate this thing on AWS accounts before pitching it this way. There sure are a lot of apparent account compromises turning into horrible billing surprises these days.
This episode of the Last Week in AWS podcast edition is sponsored by our friends at Datadog, a SaaS monitoring and security platform for cloud scale infrastructure and applications. Datadog provides dashboarding, alerting, application performance monitoring, and log management in one tightly integrated platform so you can get end-to-end visibility quickly. Datadog's lightweight agent integrates seamlessly with AWS so you can start monitoring EC2, RDS, ECS, and all the other AWS services that you may or may not be using in minutes. Look at key metrics, set alerts to identify anomalies, and collaborate with your team to troubleshoot and fix issues fast. Try Datadog today with a free 14-day trial and get a t-shirt in return for installing the agent. Visit www.datadoghq.com/AWS Morning Brief to get started. That's www.datadoghq.com/AWS Morning Brief.
Bootstrapping multiple AWS accounts for AWS CDK using CloudFormation StackSats. At first, this made no sense to me. It's not exactly hard to run a quick CDK bootstrap in a new account or region. And then I remembered that the CDK is in use at an awful lot of companies that very tightly control what can or cannot be run in production. And then I saw the light. Good release. And lastly, designing hyperscale Amazon VPC networks. There are a whole lot of things to consider when designing large-scale networks. Most of them you'll get right the second time. This blog post has the potential to save you a whole lot of time. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Stay salty.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.